This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on ACORN at 45 years and counting. ACORN celebrates its anniversary or founding date every June 18th, the day I drove into Little Rock, Arkansas from New Orleans, Louisiana, to begin the work of building the organization. People have often asked me, did you ever imagine ACORN would get this big when you started, or would be in this many places, or would have this impact, or would be this or that? Whatever the question might be, the answer, honestly, is always the same, yes and no. We always imagined in our dreams that ACORN and the branches of its work could be so many things. But we were organizers, so we also knew the odds were long, the struggle was real, and the chances were slim that we would survive even a year, much less 45 years in any shape or form. The truth is that no one can predict anything in building mass organization with anywhere near complete certainty. The only thing you can ultimately control is your own commitment to continue the work every day and the belief that it adds up to organization and the change you're trying to make. 45 years is a long time in organizational life and an epic period for social change and social movement organizations. Sometimes ACORN was smaller and sometimes it was larger. Sometimes we were in this neighborhood and other times in that one. Sometimes we were strong in certain cities and weak in others. Sometimes we won, sometimes we lost. Sometimes we opened new frontiers, new towns, even new countries, and sometimes we did not. And other times, we even saw the frontiers close, the cities fall, and the countries deserted. The only thing that was always constant over 45 years and remains true to this day is that the work never stopped, the organization never abandoned the fight, and we never quit. So in the 45 years of ACORN's history to date, there have been big ups, huge ups, and terrible downs. But the work has always continued. We were both bigger and more powerful in the United States than in any other country, but we also were brought down lower than anywhere else there as well. The work continued, though, through all kinds of weather, so that now ACORN has nearly 80,000 members in Canada and 40,000 in India, with huge potential in France and the United Kingdom. Who knows what might be possible in another 5 years or 10 or 20 or even another 45? The only thing certain is that the work continues every day under the ACORN banner, no matter how hard it might be to predict the future. I'm often asked, will ACORN come back to what it once was in the United States? Who knows? I do know that the work of many of the successful organizations that survived the attack on ACORN has continued unabated in the same tradition with good results. I do know that ACORN itself continues to build bridges and encourage the work in various cities and states among workers and low and moderate income communities. Who would have imagined the organization would continue the battles for 45 years? Not me. I was of the generation that thought it was a miracle to make it to 30 years old personally, and I've been riding for the ACORN brand for every day of those 45 years of its history. Still, the only thing I know for sure is the same thing I knew on the first day I drove into Little Rock. As long as people fight the fight and do the work, the future is impossible to predict, but anything and everything is possible. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.